what? I'm calling an audible.
Oh.
We are doing a film thug because there's only one movie that I want to talk about right now.
Oh my God.
And that is a little fucking masterpiece called The House of Gucci. And I think we need to do that on the film thugs.
Barbaric.
Hell yeah. See, sometimes a surprise is fun as hell, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
I've been wanting to do this because I watched House of Goof.
House of Goofy.
Yes. Yeah. Freud was right.
Yeah.
So I watched House of Goofy, and honestly, I am doing this whole show because I have one fucking question that movie did not answer that I fucking desperately need answered. Is Jared Leto's character supposed to be fat? Because look at his face. He is meant to be. That is a fat man's face. Everything else, tiny little Jared Leto. Is he supposed to be fat?
No.
No. Okay. Because it looks like he's supposed to be fat.
Have you ever done the research on the actual person that character is based on?
No. Is it funny?
I think there's one video of him when he's slightly older.
Okay, what's his name again? Hold on, Gucci. House of Gucci.
Well, you sprung it on me, so I'm not prepared.
Oh, don't worry. Don't wait. I because you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
His makeup.
Point is he look a goddamn thing like him.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound a goddamn thing like him. Not the same weight, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, except
the same choices.
Yeah, okay, that makes him say, oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, good Lord, he looks nothing like that guy.
No.
At all.
No.
Why does he have a mustache?
Right.
Yeah, he looks nothing like that. Another thing that really floored me, is it humanly possible for a person to look more Italian than Lady Gaga?
I mean, no.
No, with the black hair and made up like that, it's like, holy shit.
You know, she just stared at the mirror for a while like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm my fucking Aunt Tessa.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how many
old
photographs do I look like
all
right
of
now?
Them. She looks like all of them.
And she literally looks like every picture in a Buca di Beppo.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm there for it.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Goddamn, she's the only thing worth a damn in the whole movie.
Adam Driver's performance is good.
Tell me about Adam Driver's performance of walking around with glasses and reading paper.
Oh, God, yes. He had nothing to do, so he was the most... wow. What are we? Well, remember my style of acting. I'm like, oh, wow, this guy's doing great.
What? I mean, it's just because I can't help. It's like watching... I can't think of a very... talented actor currently in a role. They're like, why in God's name do we have this firepower playing this guy?
It's
the quiet moments across the table.
The entire movie is just that picture from Rocket Man with Elton John and Bernie Taupin sitting in the back of the limousine.
Oh, yeah.
That is the entire fucking movie is Adam Driver, the only non-Oscar winner in the fucking bunch.
True.
Surrounded by a bunch of people who are just like... I don't know what that movie was about.
No one does.
Who is the main character in it? I was like, does Ridley Scott know how to tell a story? Or is he just putting a bunch of fucking vignettes? So she's the main character, clearly. Now he's the main character. Now we're switching...
It's clearly their story.
Their story, right? Yes. But man,
which has kind of fuck all to do with the House of Gucci.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing to do with clothes.
I guess because they couldn't call it Fall of the House of Gucci.
Right.
Or something. I don't know.
The Rise of Tom Ford.
Yeah, essentially. That's what's most exciting about the whole thing. Because you forget about it. You're like, oh, that's right. That's where Tom
Ford. Because I didn't get his name at the beginning when he comes in. Just the guy from Texas. I'm like, oh, yeah, so who's this guy? Who am I supposed to fucking... Oh, yeah, the clothes are great. So
guy.
I imagine I'll hear about Tom Ford. Oh, fuck. Okay, okay. Yeah, so you didn't just find a guy.
Yeah.
You found the fucking guy.
The guy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, Jesus. Performance-wise, Gaga is up there with... have you watched Halston with Ewan McGregor?
No, I have not.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And, I mean, the real Roy Halston Ewan McGregor's an okay-looking guy, but Roy Halston was a good-looking dude.
Right.
But the id of fucking Halston is just Ewan McGregor in that series, okay, limited cool. series.
I need
it's so good.
I need to check that out. And I understand
he's such a pain in the ass.
I understand why you've seen it because I understand the important role that Halston has played in your
absolutely.
Life.
Only was, cologne everywhere.
Yeah, your signature scent.
That's right.
Your signature scent.
Nicole's
sir.
Like, you should try some Mills. Not happening.
Why?
No.
Yeah.
Roy did it right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, this is the proper musk for my essence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me now at this point.
But it's so weird because, like, when you're going into historical shit in an area that is so niche.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That it's like, okay, wait a minute. So a scarf and a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally one shot at and legendary.
Yeah.
What in the at? Wow.
You really make
holy
a really good shoe.
Fucking what?
Yeah.
Yeah, this scarf design. Huh? Okay. This shoe is in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Good for you. What the fuck? That's always what's so weird. Like, how much can you get me into this weird little world?
Right.
Like, the Ron Howard movie Rush. Mm-hmm. With how much can you get me to understand how the Formula One world works?
And that's
for me to give a shit about.
And that's the failure. One of the failures.
Yeah.
Of House of Gucci.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy
to grin
when the ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. And a mannequin smile. Yeah. It's the man of the while. And his pants are too tight to see. Go ahead, Pookie. Like a fucking puppy. Just do this.
Yeah.
Dance for me.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. It's easy to just sort of go, what the fuck is this? Yeah. I'm not saying that what you're doing, but it's easy with these things that are so niche to say, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I watch entirely too much fashion programming.
Right, right.
And if you look at it the same way that a knife maker does his thing, or a artist, a painter, a sculptor. If you look at it with those same eyes, it helps you to understand. Not say that I understand it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can just appreciate what's going on with it. Now, people spin that out in a thousand different ways, like in ways that you and I would understand more acting.
Yeah.
There's always the people that think they're from another fucking planet because they can play make-believe better than someone else.
Yes.
There are like five people on the planet that have that power.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. 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 And with this, what gets me though is I don't think that the movie did
it. No, it's just not at all.
It didn't even try.
No.
And that felt like what we needed. Like fucking Secretariat, I know fuck all about horse racing and breeding and training and all that. But they made it.
You need to go enough. It doesn't have to be all about it, obviously, but you need to go into it enough. And don't say, well, everyone knows about Gucci. No, everyone does not know about Gucci. If everyone knew everything about fashion and the houses that are still going, and everyone knew everything, Hugo Boss wouldn't be in business.
No. Not even.
So people don't fucking know.
They don't at all.
So shut him.
Yeah. And it's because coming in, all that I was like, why do I care what any of these fuck nuts do? Like,
exactly.
There is no reason for me to care about these people except for Jared Leto having the best first line delivery ever.
Let me see if I can do it. I'm going to like drag my chin all the way to the back of my throat here.
Yes, that, and he's not supposed to be fat.
Nope.
They put that facial expression with that makeup on a face, and he's not supposed to be fat.
Well, that's the thing. There are so many questions. Like,
yeah,
Jared, did you remote view this character? Sat in your home in Bel Air or wherever the fuck you live.
Yeah.
Malibu or something.
No. He has some weird cult island.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
With his band.
That's right. I forgot about all that shit. Yeah. Sitting in the middle of your compound, like fucking what's his face from Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. You're
second
sitting on your
season of Umbrella Academy.
Sitting on your fucking Joker throne.
Yeah. Mm. And just thought, okay, I see this character as a fat with a mustache and a Wario. Not Mario.
What?
Wario.
You're not wrong. Although there is, I will argue, maybe a little bit more inspiration drawn from Waluigi.
Maybe.
But so. I think there's a mix of the Mario Brothers in that.
A little bit.
Either way.
My God. Your text was, why did you undersell me on
this movie? Did you undersell me on this movie, man?
I can't. It's like a psychedelic trip. I can't explain to you exactly what happened when I came back off of it. So you kind of have to witness it yourself.
It's like watching a little kid fall down a flight of stairs. Uh-huh. There's only so much that you can describe.
And this
really
is like watching
a
kid falling down stairs and halfway through the stair disappeared, he just keeps falling.
I love it. It's great.
Ah, no!
The cut over audio of him, of Leto, and it cuts on the cart like... Tonally, that moment makes the entire movie's tone not make sense.
No.
Not a goddamn bit of sense in the, like.
It's lyrical.
Imagine fucking Scott. Ridley goddamn Blade Runner Scott directed this movie.
Yes.
And sitting there going, I directed Blade Runner.
Maybe you
that
didn't.
That was lovely, Stephanie.
Yes.
I directed Alien. Great job, Adam. I directed better movies than this.
Yeah.
I used to be somebody.
Well.
I directed Gladiator.
You did. You did. You also made Kingdom of Heaven, pal.
Yeah. So, you know.
You thought Orlando could carry that, didn't you?
He really, really did.
Mm.
It was like how Michael Mann lost me when he made Ali. Like,
oh,
what are we doing?
God
here?
Damn it! Every time, it's just like someone walking up and slapping me right in the fucking mouth.
Yep, you forget that one.
Oh!
Michael Mann is the most frustrating one to me because up until that point, he was unimpeachable.
Yeah,
he had done nothing bad.
I know. You know what's more frustrating about it?
Is,
you know, Ali took for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Because it's Michael Mann.
Yep.
Not, you know.
Yeah.
Kubrick level forever. Nope. Pretty goddamn close. Yeah.
And then you end up with something that ends up being a little chopped together compared to what he put. Why are we getting this?
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Why is it always, it feels like when my favorite directors do something wrong, it's, they're doing it because I did something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that story was way too.
Ghosts of Mars.
Big.
What's wrong with you, John?
Yeah. What's wrong with John?
Clearly, there's plenty wrong with John.
We hadn't seen vampires yet, or had we?
Well, even so.
I don't know.
I can't remember. I think so. Vampires is just sort of a dumbass romp.
It really is.
But Ghosts of Mars was objectively awful.
Yeah, yeah. It came out around the same time as Red Planet.
Ugh.
Who directed Red Planet? Was that Ridley Scott?
I have no idea.
I fucking care. We're going to say Ridley Scott directed Red Planet because I don't feel like looking it up. But now this, it's weird when you pick a story that's too big for the format you're using.
Maurizio!
Like, this story might have been more interesting if it had been a series where we got, let's look at each of the different parts of the House of Gucci so that when somebody loses something, I give a fuck.
It may have been.
Yeah.
I don't know the production hell of this story.
Right.
If it's somewhere along the lines of what happened with Devil in White City.
Right.
Then I can see it. Because that went production hell for 10 years of movie this, movie. Now it's a series with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, sure.
All right. I mean, it's a great book.
Yeah.
Thank God it's a series, though.
I know.
And not a movie, because you need time with that shit.
Yeah.
There's too much going on in that book to just be about homes and, like, killing people.
Film adaptations in single movies don't make sense anymore.
Not when you can, and not when it's demonstrated that it's superior.
Yeah.
In all these other stories.
It's superior narratively. It is superior in, like, just choosing the way to ingest it.
Yeah. Streaming has changed the game with, I can sit down and watch a whole story if I want.
Yeah.
In five parts.
Yep. Or if you're if you enjoy having it meted out week by week. Cool. Because for some shows that works.
True.
The problem is, I'm not specifically looking at Netflix.
Right.
If all you're making is shit that you can binge,
that's true.
It's you're not making shit that sticks with people.
Yeah.
Because when you binge a show, the next season comes out, and if you don't binge it right away, maybe you don't. We haven't we have not watched Witcher season two.
I tried.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even started it because it's like, oh yeah, that thing. Eh. But those ones that come out weekly hit, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is something about certain shows. Not all of them
I wonder if everyone's like that, or is this...
There's some, I think that it's the shows that they are. They're picking the right format.
Right.
Shows that have to be binged wouldn't work that way. So you got to binge them. But a show like, you know, fucking so many of them that are out now work when you have that, okay, like Better Call Saul.
Right.
Give myself a week to fucking kick it over and really think about what the fuck can happen next.
Yeah, I don't think, even though I watched Breaking Bad sort of in a bingey way.
Same here. With a lot of it. Like, we watched season two in one sitting.
But I also got to appreciate the last season of it episodically.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is something to be said about having that.
Because there was a weird building anticipation coming up to that finale. But here's where the real difficulty comes up on that. A disappointing ending in a streaming show is not... In a binged show, I don't think is as bad as a disappointing ending on... One that you have to wait on because...
Oh, like Dexter?
Yes. Yeah. You have so much shit you're able to chew over and think. Because right now on Breaking... Right now, where shit is in Better Call Saul with two episodes left, we are essentially where they were in Breaking Bad with two episodes left.
Nice.
What in the living fuck is going to happen next?
Wow.
I have no goddamn idea on multiple story fronts.
Awesome.
It's so cool.
That's great.
And it's because they have such a smart way of writing it.
Yeah.
And they write it with that idea of there's going to be breathing room in this. There's going to be moments. And
yeah, yeah. I've got a plan in my head to rewatch all of Breaking Bad and then go straight into Saul.
Okay.
Because I'm so behind in Saul, I have to start over.
Right. Have you watched El Camino?
No.
Okay, El Camino, a Breaking Bad story is a...
Oh, no.
Okay, you know what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you will love it. It is fantastic. But what I'm enjoying about this so far is how they have managed to have both shows and movie maintain the world.
Right.
There is a tonal consistency throughout both of those series and that movie that does not exist in House of Gucci.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's all over the place.
That is four different movies. It's... Now that I've started looking at it, the Will Sasso and Dudesy, Call Me Dudesy, they were talking about the U2 album Octoon Baby. Mm. Oh, no, not Zooropa. Mm. They had to listen to that, and it was like...
Isn't that a tour, or is that an album?
Zootopia. Well, I just think Zootopia was the album. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they were analyzed.
I don't care for that band.
They listened to the album and went through it, and they were like, God, this first song is... This is three okay songs. And then when we started doing that algebra with the Guns N' Roses stuff, where it's like, okay, Estranged is four different okay ideas put into one. What the fuck is this song?
Yes.
November Rain is three good songs pushed into one.
Yes.
Whereas this other one was, okay, you were noodling here. That's what House of Gucci feels like, is it feels like very much a first draft of a script.
Yes.
And just trying to explain to people what that means when they've never seen shit that's gone through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, yeah, there are dead ends and blind alleys that are in this that had you gone back over to been like, okay, yeah, this creates this problem later. We can get rid of that.
It's a complete lack of focus where, and there are moments that feel like they should pay off.
Yes.
Or payoffs to something that are never earned.
Right.
If we had focused this way, let's go with the story is about House of Gucci. We talk about how this is their expansion into other product lines, taking over different parts, kind of like what they do with the rise of Halston after his hat thing with Jackie O. They do a very good job of like showing just how much money he made.
Uh-huh.
And then they pull back to show it's falling apart, and here's why.
Uh-huh.
They could have done that with this, shown what Mauricio... Excuse me. Mauricio! his issues and why he was just basically there to manage a fall.
Yeah.
But that wife of his
is
the real story.
Mm-hmm.
So that by the time you get down to the end where... in her day planner, she just writes up Paradiso.
Yeah.
Because that's the day he's going to die.
Uh-huh.
That means something.
Yeah.
That happens in this picture, and you're like,
okay, so. Eh.
See, and I know the story.
Yeah.
So I should feel there isn't anything that happened to you. We didn't feel anything.
No.
You didn't know dick about this story. Nope. I knew it, but it was so flat.
It was like, wait, they're shooting him in the ass?
What now?
Why? That's mean. But, well, because here's the thing. Like, go back and show us the beginning.
Yes.
Give us some history.
And they try that shit with Jeremy Irons. It doesn't work.
Well, because then it gets immediately retracted.
Correct.
Because they need, see, it would have made more sense if it was, here's how it started. Here's where the noble lie worked its way in. Here's where this becomes aware and why he was so scared of the commoner because, oh, they'll be the ones to bring us back to where we were. We're
right.
Just, and then.
But, common yeah. merchants, yeah.
Yeah, that, I think, could have been so much stronger to show that's what I'm afraid of is going back to what my dad did and blah, 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 you know. But no, we get nothing of that. None we just it. Get, okay, why is this a big deal? Why is there this problem? Just keep making your fucking purses and boots and you're fine, right?
Nope, apparently not.
Yeah, y'all are just living off this shitload of money
you're
off
just,
of shoes.
That's the thing, you're just pissing away money.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there isn't enough of them pissing away money. I know they are. I can look around and know that they are.
Yeah.
But
it needs to be the real. We're acting like this is never going to end, and it is.
Of course it's going to end. And the older people in the house should have been the ones that, I mean, kind of, sort of, with Pacino's character, but not really.
Right. Yeah.
He just walk around being Pacino, which is great, because him just walking around being Pacino is better than most of anything happening anywhere else.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, him and Gaga.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to meeting you since I'm from Italy.
Yeah.
Now.
I am from Abruzzo, bitch.
Now, boy, I say bella notte. Like, what the hell is this band doing?
But still.
Yeah.
In this thing.
Pacino fucking rocking it. Only thing that would have been better is if they'd had Christopher Walken instead of Jeremy Irons.
Oh, my God.
Just for the...
As an aside, how excited are you about Christopher Walken being the emperor of the universe?
Oh, fucking perfect. It's so perfect.
I want him to have an 8 foot tall blonde flat top.
Here's what I want. Here's what I imagine happen is he answers the phone. Hello, Chris. Yes. Congratulations. You're emperor of the galaxy. I know that.
I'm not galaxy. It's the universe.
It's the universe. I know that. It's me. No, in the movie. Oh, in a movie.
Oh, even better. Make a documentary.
It feels like James Woods on The Simpsons. I'm going to be fighting aliens. It sounds like a great movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Movie.
Movie.
Back when James Woods was tolerable.
Oh, my God.
What happened to that asshole?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I still love you, James.
But yeah, but...
My God. Lord. There's got to be another hobby, dude.
Yeah, there has to be.
Has to be.
Yeah.
There Oy. Has to be another hobby.
Like, look at Al Pacino. He did House of Gucci.
Yeah.
That's got to be a hobby, right? Yeah, you could have done that easy.
You could have. Anyone could have done this.
Anybody. Literally.
You could have played the wife. You're James Woods. Don't literally. You know you can fly?
Anybody could have played... Yeah. I could have
loved it. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Me, I want you to be more. No, I need you to be Maurizio.
Okay. So
standing
how do you want
there,
me
to, Lady Gaga walks up to a knee.
Yeah. So how do you want me? So how do you want me to play it? How do you want me to play it? Well, we were thinking about Al Pacino before. Got it.
Got it. Yeah. We need you to cross to Breakfast Nook.
Ah! Yeah. Well, no, just silently. That is Pacino silence. Pancakes. Yeah. I would like some more syrup.
Exactly.
Andiamo.
I'm going to play Richard III bent all the way over because I can. That's what I'm meant to be.
See,
is he deformed or just uncomfortable?
I'm looking for Richard. Maybe he's on the ground. Maybe I don't know.
He's outside. All I know is I need more gum.
Hello, Richard. How are you? Are you Richard?
Son of a
I've been
bitch.
Looking. I don't know where he is.
Anybody else thirsty?
My damn, got cut mouth. Does anybody have a Dixie Lager I could enjoy on this hot evening?
Oh, Lord. Poured into a small glass, you bet your ass.
Oh, hell yeah. Sitting there drinking. When did Al Pacino become Foghorn Leghorn?
I don't know.
It was not long after Scent of a Woman.
Yeah. I don't know when that happened.
I think Devil's Advocate.
It was slipping there, yeah.
There, Honestly, if I had to put it down to a movie.
I'm sorry, I left my boots underneath your bed.
I forgot the name of the movie, but the one where he's in it with Matthew McConaughey and they're doing the gambling shit. He's like,
oh God,
if you want something, you have to rip it from my talons.
My talons.
Talons. Yeah, I forgot he said it wrong. Yeah. I just forgot talons. How my talons. Like, what in
the my Taylor Danes.
Why are you doing, why did you and Robert De Niro both simultaneously decide, hey, baby, it ain't the long, it ain't the best ride, but there's no line. When did you decide that?
I don't know.
Why? Oh, my God. But then again, I've never been offered the kind of money these guys have been offered to do these things.
I think it was just to fuck with people. Like, yeah. Dusty Rhodes went from a dude from Austin to, you know, shucking and jiving.
Right.
It's like, what the fuck happened to you?
But then look at it like this, like, oh, hey, Clarkson, they're going to pay. Like, hey, Al, they're going to pay for you to live in Italy for a while. Okay, I don't give a fuck what it is. Sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
Sure.
Okay. Wait, I'm getting studio money putting me up in Milan?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
You know what I got a hankering for? Avocado.
Can you find me a delicious one?
I need avocado.
Do you like my shoe?
say this is good, but I like Pizza Hut. Call me crazy.
Yeah, the next movie is just his character trying to open an Olive Garden in Rome.
Oh, my God. No. He's the guy that comes to Olive Garden with, I got my cousin here from Italy.
Now, we want to impress him.
We want to impress him. We took him to Olive Garden.
We got the bacon chili avocado pasta.
Yes.
And she got a hamburger Alfredo.
Exactly right. I love those fucking ads.
He is a fucking tureen of wedding soup.
Here's a 5-gallon bucket of Alfredo sauce and meatballs. Eat it, you fat bitch.
Fucking get it in you.
Get it.
Here's a breadstick.
Slut.
This is Al Pacino of Olive Garden. Come down and stuff all this bread in your asshole. This bread is coming for your asshole.
And salad and soup.
Just a breadstick spit.
Sitting in a pile of breadsticks. Like a throne of
bread. All of the breadsticks in the world.
Exactly. James Coburn went mad in 5 minutes.
Devil's just got a forklift shoving breadsticks down your throat.
Olive Garden, we're coming for that asshole.
Olive Garden, when you're here, your asshole's mine.
Exactly. Oh, shit, I'd go to Olive Garden. Oh, my God. Asshole, table for three?
Do you want a shit straight buttery Alfredo for a month?
Yeah, we'll go with butter. Sounds good. Butter, huh?
Margarine. Do you like some shortening?
Yes. Crisco-like product Alfredo. Mmm. Just like Al Pacino used to make.
Oh, yeah. My mama loved this. We would throw bacon bits in it.
That bitch loved pasta.
Oh, she was a slut. God damn.
Anyway, that's the House of Gucci.
House of Gucci. But Lady Gaga in this, I appreciate the level of fucking commitment.
Yeah.
Because, first, yes, she does have an Oscar for songwriting. Mm-hmm. So she is in that club, but she is literally in an ocean of goddamn acting Oscars in this movie.
Yeah.
So
it's got a lot of lead to swing.
Jeremy Irons and Al Pacino and...
Maybe Leto was there just to take the, you know, pressure off.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes in like some fucking...
It's like, oh, that guy who has an Oscar.
Comedy arty goddamn clown bouncing around. Like, oh, okay, I can just...
Okay, cool, yeah. He's literally just rolling like Chevy Chase at Bushwood.
Oh,
like,
my God.
No, he's fucking Rodney Dangerfield at Bushwood.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's weird about it is Adam Driver's the only major person in that movie without an Oscar. That's so funny. He's gonna have one someday, but it's just so weird. Look at it, like, holy shit. And he's the guy who's acting like a person in it.
Yeah. Yeah. He and Gaga are the only, like, actual human beings in this obvious circus.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was a choice.
I don't think so either.
It was just a way to say, we've got this person, this person, this person, this person. Oh, okay.
Uh huh.
And I got to tell you, as someone who knows the story and followed that kind of shit, I'm like, ooh, ooh. Nicole and I were like,
this could be amazing.
Oh, my chicken and stars.
Yeah.
This will be good. Mm-hmm. But then I started reading reviews and sort of what was going on with it. I'm like, let's not go to the theater on this one day. Let's just hang back.
Let's take a step back.
I'm glad we did, because it was a lot more fun to get a little in the bag on and just laugh our asses off. Yeah, and we did.
It is just, it's every time that a movie with this much talent at every step of it comes out and looks like this, all I can think is Sam Goldwyn was right.
Yep. Nobody knows nothing.
Nobody knows nothing. There is no fucking fathomable reason on earth that this Bonfire of the Vanities. Because holy shit, has there ever been a bigger case of that?
No.
Then.
No.
What in the fuck is happening over here? Just, oh.
I mean, if kids don't know what chewing scenery means.
Yeah.
And that's usually leveled on people like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Usually by people that are jealous.
Oh, yeah.
He's not chewing the scenery. He's better than you.
He's just better than you.
That's all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If there's any case for that, you can maybe say Gangs in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not really.
No.
This
is chewing scenery.
This is a chewing a scenery.
This is a lot of scenery chewing. Like,
because it just completely distracts from anything going on. Yeah. There's real moments happening, mm-hmm. and literally he drives up in the rain to go, hey!
And it's like there's ways of chewing scenery that add.
Oh, sure.
Michael Roker
can
do that almost better than fucking anybody.
I agree.
But Jared Leto just looks like a guy begging for attention.
If I were Italian, I'd be a little insulted.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a. This is not quite James Franco playing Che Guevara.
Yeah, no.
Fucking John Leguizamo. Just
God,
how is this still happening? Just the fact that we need John goddamn Leguizamo to be the voice of fucking reason on something.
Exactly. That's not good ground.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's just not good.
Yeah.
It's not good because of that. But if the story were more focused, that would just be a humorous aside.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, isn't that hilarious?
Uh-huh.
That character's such a goof.
He is
moving on.
But no,
because it's so scattershot.
Yep. It's such a tonal nightmare.
It keeps changing tones.
And
by the time that something real and serious starts to happen, from them having to set, with the cell, the sale.
Yes.
And then, which is a massive event.
It is a huge fucking deal.
Massive fucking event.
Yeah.
This is going to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sort of everyone looking from left to right in a boardroom.
Yeah.
And Pacino has to go in and try to do something with it.
Nah,
just give me the paper. I'm like, goddamn hell.
It was like, what was
soup and salad, motherfucker.
It was supposed to be a climactic moment that got played off like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
No.
Yeah. They really needed that God's not dead moment.
Yeah, you know? Right. God's not Fred.
Yeah, apparently there's a fourth one. God's not dead.
Oh.
What three words do you think comes after it?
Hold on. Freedom of speech?
You're getting close, but it's more basic.
Freedom of religion?
No. You're going the wrong direction.
God is good.
We.
The people?
The people.
Oh, fuck. Fuck me.
I love that all you needed was we.
Why do you do this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why does this happen? Why does God make this happen?
You got a grand idea about doing deep dives into controversial films, huh? Well, that sounds fun, Clarkson. Sounds like a lot of work. Here's this.
Yeah.
Fuck.
God's not Fred.
God's not Fred.
Although I will think now we can't really say God's not Fred because I think she'll have issue with that.
Well, that's true.
In her world, Fred is
good.
As close to goddamn God as you can get.
Good backup name to have if, Better Off Fred Instagram's taken.
God's not Fred. God's not Fred. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Little asshole.
I've been watching some. I watched this guy do analyses of those two. Oh my god! The first two. It's so funny because like, so wait. Do these folks just think atheists are like, well, my kid died. Time to go to work. Like,
yes, yes. Oh, they do actually. They do.
I mean, what do they think we are? Italian? Yeah. Like seriously, by the end, I had no idea the context or stakes of anything happening in House of Gucci
no.
or why.
None well, that's because, just... like I say, all of these big things that are supposed to be big moments just sort of happened. Yeah. Even the assassination just sort of happens. Yeah. Now, I know it's not supposed to be, I'm not asking for some sort of over-the-top movie moment where the music comes up with a swell. No. People get shot in the street and it's just so.
Yeah, and but the thing is, the moment didn't need to be bigger. The moment needed to, the impact of that moment needed to be bigger.
Correct.
And the fact that they weren't able to have built enough shit into that where you're like, why do I care that this guy's getting shot in the ass and then in the heart?
Right.
Why do I care? What about him is someone I should relate to, that I should feel worse that this is happening to him than that Jared Leto has a fat face?
Right. For some reason.
For some reason.
My favorite scene in there, in that entire picture, is him and Pacino. When Pacino gets out of prison. It's the best. Because not because of what happened in the scene.
Right.
But where my mind goes in creating that scene as an actor in that space. Because I guarantee you, two actors, two cameras set up for both sides of the room when they finally get interior. Right? I'm thinking?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think there's two shots other than a couple of close-ups.
Right.
Maybe three. Okay. Three setups, four tops.
Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
3 days? I'm going with 3 days that took to film. With everyone not wanting to say no.
Yeah.
And by everyone, I mean the fucking director.
Yeah.
He does that.
It's that Jared Leto seemed to walk in and say, here's what I want to do. Here's how I envision this character.
Yes.
I envision...
I was spirit drawing last
giving
night.
A giant plate of cocaine to a hyperactive special needs child. And that is how I'm going to perform this. Because I genuinely, so many times through this movie, I was like, is that character somehow cognitively impaired?
Yes.
Because he was playing him.
Right.
Donkey brains.
Yes.
Like, just straight up. He was, that's the only way to, because no, that was not somebody who's got, like, he was playing him like a donkey brained asshole.
So right.
Like,
rather than playing some sort of inept sort of Fredo character.
Yes. Yes.
It was...
It was Harpo fucking Marx.
Oh yeah.
It was if Harpo Marx had played Fredo.
Talking to you, Kenny Omega.
Just imagine that fucking scene where, you know, where Fredo comes in and look at the pussy. That is how you're playing Fredo. That's
exactly
because he was Fredo.
Yeah.
He was Fredo.
Yes. Oh, yes. God. In his decision making, he couldn't have got far enough in that organization doing what he did if he were this just a blancmange of bad ideas. He had to be able to like at least cosplay as someone who has some sort of something going on.
So have you ever seen or heard of the show on Hulu, Difficult People with Billy Eichner? Okay, have you watched it?
No.
Okay, there is an episode where she is trying to further her career as an actress by pretending to be Australian.
Okay.
For some reason, she's doing this Australian accent, and at work, she gets a part in this thing, in this movie, where she's like somebody giving away, you know, selling balloons in a park. But it turns out that her Australian accent is so bad that they think she's a special needs adult. So they give her the part as a nice, and she's like,
oh my God.
Balloons, a ballon. Attempting to do this horrible ass shit, and it's so bad. And that is Jared Leto in this.
Yes.
Is something like, is that part of the reason that they had this fucking, did they give Simple Giuseppe more fucking responsibility? Is that part? No. He was a functioning, he was of average intelligence.
Is it, is it a rib on the studio? Did someone say, let's see if we can get away with it?
Was this whole movie a
Was it like a like fucking corn nuts ad? Bust a nut? Let's see if we can get through?
What if the whole thing was just a prank on Jared Leto?
They gave him, love everyone.
Like, all they did was just give him footage of like some fat Italian clown. Like, no, this is him. You know, they just lied to him that that's who it was. They just gave him all this.
God, this was the game.
it's Mads Mikkelsen.
There's a movie in there somewhere.
Mads Mikkelsen talking about method acting. He's like, yeah, great. So you go crazy for a role. What if the movie sucks? That's what this was like. Can we make him go crazy on a movie that we know is going to suck?
You're right.
Because Jared Leto is such a fucking fetid, wretched piece of shit.
Just look for shots of Mads Mikkelsen smoking like cigarette burns in this picture.
Yeah.
He just pops up like a Tyler Durden in Fight Club. What was that?
Every movie that has something like that, every movie that has shit that somebody went way too far method acting on shit, just have those with Mads going in the corner every once in a while.
I instinctively did that. I don't know enough about method to set it on fire. But I can tell you this, even as a young kid, when I first started studying acting as a discipline and a craft, and I ran across that, I'm like, what's stupid?
Yeah. I tried it for a minute. Because, you know.
I mean, you could do, I can see, understand it as a tool to walk around in.
And that was the thing, is like, let me see what this will do. But then once you start doing it for a little bit, you're like, well, that's very dumb. That is not good for you.
Take that method and go to the hardware store.
Yeah.
Take that method and go to wherever. But then come back and get out of it.
Well, what kills me with the method is, with the method like this is, it sucks all of the fun out of it.
Right.
And it's like, that's why. Watching behind the scenes shit from Breaking Bad, where fucking like Bryan Cranston is dead ass in character, then pulls out a big old dildo squirt gun. Like, yeah, you have to have that ability to break it and fucking differentiate. Because
and you'll get a letter from Sir Anthony Hopkins about how amazing your acting was.
That was. Could you imagine getting that in the mail? Like,
no. Open up your fucking email in the morning. You're the dad from Malcolm in the Middle. And you think you got something going on with this project as you're an executive producing this thing with the writers. And you're like, yeah, this is going to be a good thing. I think we did a really good thing with Breaking Bad. I'm very proud of it. And now I'm moving on. I'm playing LBJ on the stage or whatever the fuck. And Lyndon Johnson was. Yeah.
Yeah. Dalton Trumbo and just all this shit.
And then you get this fucking email.
And this is your face.
Tony
you're like,
Hopkins.
Tony.
Who?
Okay. That's weird.
Oh, my God.
6 hours later.
Yeah. Hey, honey?
Let's go. I need you to
read this. Well, that's amazing, babe. I think that's a testament to your work. I'll tell you what it is, honey. It tells me we're going to Olive Garden tonight. That's what it tells me. I'm getting the tour of Italy.
All of it.
All of it.
Even Sicily. Even
it's just
fucking Sicily.
A plate of murder.
Yeah, that I genuinely that level. But
that's amazing.
That, and what I love is for all of the method acty shit that people like Jared Leto have done. Yeah, no, dude, you haven't really given a performance. Like, yes, Dallas Buyers Club.
It's good.
Is good. That is an Oscar bait as fuck role and an Oscar bait as. Fuck movie.
Yes.
So cool. You did really good with the guitar solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's good. I just don't know that this would mine any more gold than just regular old.
Yeah. Acting. Exactly. Yeah. Like once I stopped doing the methody shit, it was like, oh my God, I'm able to try more things.
I mean, isn't it? I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know. It seems to me that film acting is much more about the character becoming you.
Yes.
Then you becoming the character like stage where you have to project it out.
Yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
more exaggerated.
You have to it's be able like, to sustain it.
Yeah. Why, it's kind of like those assholes say Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks and everything. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He isn't. There are differences.
But yes, it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Because that's how you do it.
But that's how you do it.
Yeah. That's why you cast Tom Hanks.
You're right. I didn't hire fucking.
Yeah.
Whomever.
You hire the actor
because... Treat Williams, motherfucker.
You hire the actor because of what they bring to the role.
Right, right.
Because this person will bring... Like, I look at it with Breaking Bad. I can only think of one other actor that I would have cast as Walter White because I don't think anyone else brings the right shit to it. Hmm. Only other actor I would cast, Arliss Howard.
Yeah.
It's the only other person I could see doing it because he's the only one that can do both ends of that. So, and you can see, you're a little dude. There is fucking something behind that. Oh, that guy, you could see there's something in there that you could pull. That, like, I think he's the only other actor I would have put in that part.
It's just a brilliant bit of timing and happenstance to for that character, that actor, for Bryan Cranston to play that character at that time.
Yep.
Like, from where he was, even like career wise.
Yeah,
I mean, fucking, and every, like I said, he's the dad and Malcolm in the Middle. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, David Addison is an action hero. What the fuck are you talking about? Huh?
Like, when, and then it happens in front of you.
Yeah, Heath Ledger is the Joker. What the fuck?
Exactly.
Yeah, the number of those that it hits, and it's like,
I stop now.
Who the fuck is Hugh Jackman? This Australian guy.
I used to do that all the time. I don't even to the point when Pattinson was cast as Bruce Wayne. I'm like, everyone, shut the fuck up. Just wait.
Just because
quietly. Well, granted, Twilight sucked a dick.
Yeah,
not his fault.
Not his fault at all.
But it made a lot of money,
and it gave him the money to go and do all of this.
But quietly, behind the scenes, he's been acting his ass off and all these other things.
Yep.
Because, White House?
Yep.
Fuck off. He had to step toe-to-toe with Willem Dafoe, and it's just them in one goddamn room.
And he Parker Posey's the fuck out of that role.
Son.
He's got skills, but people lock onto that first role so hard. And it's like, anyway, motherfucker didn't write Twilight.
No.
He just accepted a role that would financially allow him to do good time.
Exactly.
Which is phenomenal. So, that's why when people are like, he's playing that, like, watch Good Time. Just watch Good Time. Just watch The City's Eating Itself. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, and that allowing that to happen gives you the Joker.
Right.
It gives you Batman. Fucking Joaquin Phoenix is Joker.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't have to send fucking dead animals to people.
No. I will say Brian Callen had a scene with him where it was like, there where Robert De Niro's character walks in the room and he's like, the only thing that I will say about him is the minute Robert De Niro walked in, I stopped existing.
Oh, well, sure.
Because his character, and that's a methody thing that I could get where it's like, I have to stay in this mindset where this is what I get.
That's the finer tools. The smaller tools, rather, to work on smaller things within method. I get those things.
But I'm betting at the end of every day, he and De Niro could go and have a fucking dinner together, and it would be fine.
And he wasn't looking at him like, I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Yeah, they were just sitting there having this nice little
Vegan probably didn't talk about acting at all.
No, not at all. Why?
I would imagine.
It's that shit that you don't want to. You want to have some moment away from it.
I want to talk to Bobby.
Yeah, that was the fun part about plays. Any show you're on, the fun part is the family that forms while you're doing it.
For sure.
And I mean, I imagine...
I don't remember ever sitting around after rehearsal or after performance and us discussing our methods.
No.
Or our procedure, our process.
Like, there are times after rehearsal where you give somebody, you know, you'll talk to somebody.
Someone asks.
Yeah, somebody's asking. Yeah,
that's a different story.
But it's not like, oh, God, I have to tell you. Oh, while rehearsing the second part of that scene, I found that I was digging deep into my tool bag to access sense memory to allow me to feel as my father once thought.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? No.
I, in order to only make second in the state, had to, in fact, kill my father.
Kill him.
And have sex with my mother.
It was wonderful.
But I'd do it again.
Got me right now. Right there. Do it again. Yeah, and when you're like the most.
Hand me my cigarette holder.
The most you will talk about these things after rehearsal is if someone fucked up, you'll break balls.
Oh,
or if something funny happens. But other than that,
you
need to space from what you're doing. I don't understand the idea of holding it in your head. That is not healthy in any job.
No. What's their method in, like?
Method teaching.
Yeah. You're just like that the whole time? Oh, my God. I hope it would have run through the wall like the goddamn Kool-Aid man.
Oh, I would hate it.
You're just up there like showing up a PowerPoint on how to make dinner.
Let's talk about dinner,
And that voice, too?
Yeah, let's talk about dinner. Hey, that's my PowerPoint voice. Oh, you've never seen me in class. I forgot.
That's right.
I would totally be a persona at school.
But see, I got it. I remote viewed that shit.
There you go.
In a much better way than Jared Leto. Jared. Brother.
Jared Leto.
I eat Garadetto with Dairy Ghetto.
It's the donkey brain version of Jared Leto.
Hey!
Yeah,
it's me. It's a Dario.
It's weird for
Mario.
Also, I don't know why a name like Jared. It's like, come on, man.
Jerry.
You're Jerry. Stop it.
Jerry Leto.
Of all of the shit that is wacky and all over the place in this movie, dude is far and away the star at the top of the tree.
Oh.
Like, there's nothing. Like,
how could you look at anything else?
What now? The whole movie literally should have been like, if he wasn't on screen, he should have been in the little translator bubble in the corner talking this, like, fucking fake Italian. If the whole movie he was doing an Italian translation and go,
just making shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's essentially a train horn in a world full of people just.
Yeah, he really just, he is about as subtle as a red dildo.
Oh my God.
Like, what on earth is this?
A red dildo the size of a fucking Escalade. Just running through the crowd.
Like, that we are at a point where now, Al Pacino of today was subtle, nuanced, and refined.
Oh yeah. There were a lot of little things that he did.
There were, it was
that you didn't notice, but the red dildo machine,
fucking
Oscar Mayer dildo car was just going down the guy.
fucking dildo drone, dong copter just going through every single scene. Jared Leto just shows up with a bigger drone with more dildos hanging from the bottom of it.
Exactly right.
I'm gonna fly it between us the whole time. It fits.
It's just like Blue Thunder. The helmet's connected to the aiming.
Yes. Yeah. Wherever I look,
there's where the dildos go.
See, it's a wonderful.
Papa. Three red dots and trying just like Predator.
Doom, 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 doom. Would have made the rugby scene so much more entertaining.
Oh my God.
Literally, that is the level. Like, he just been showing his ass the entire movie. Just in Prince's assless pants the whole time. You wouldn't have noticed. Because you would have been thinking, that's a really skinny ass on that fat-faced man.
I'm not sure he wore pants the entire time. I was so fucking blown up, bowled over by his everythingness.
His face.
It's just something else, man. It feels like a rip. Yeah.
And he wore that face the whole time. He literally wore an A.
Yeah.
Every second of it.
Yes.
He was saying that.
A.
I just, who wrote it? That's the question I have. Let's see who wrote this thing and find out why. Why did Ridley's, if it was like written by Jared Leto.
Oh my God.
Written by Jared Leto and Lady Gaga.
No. Put it past it.
Who knows? Let's see. Cassidy, have you seen Prey yet?
No, not yet.
It sounds good.
Apparently it's pretty good.
Yeah. So let's
The director retweeted a tweet from Jesse Ventura.
Uh-huh.
High praise from Jesse the Body Ventura. I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that.
Why don't you tell me?
Why don't you tell me? And it's accusatory. Well, how does that make you feel?
Well, what? Oh, it's written by the woman who did Prince of Tide, 7 years in Tibet, Under the Cherry Moon.
Got it.
Oh my God. Yeah, that makes sense.
Got it. All you had to say was Prince of Tides.
So why don't you tell me?
How much
potable water was used to make this movie that could have been down in Mexico at my fortress?
I live in Mexico. I can tell you that.
I have 10,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. Of potable water stored for when everything
rainwater storage.
Yeah.
I'm a third party water collector.
So why don't you tell me?
So what's the problem? So how do those dildos make you feel?
How does that happen?
Hold on. As I said earlier, every character has an earth sound.
Yeah.
Jesse has also a shake you have to do.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then it just comes out.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel? If the U.S. government can just kill citizens.
I always thought that wasn't what was in the Constitution.
The Constitution in my documents. I've got documents. Do you know Dario Leto? He's got a donkey brain.
Oh, man. That guy ran a state.
He sure did.
That guy ran
exactly.
A state.
You would think that the first time, like, hey guys, you might want to kill him because he's putting up with the lie that any you motherfuckers know what you're doing.
Yeah, this isn't good.
We can't have this. we got to protect our phony baloney jobs. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
So why don't you tell me?
Oh, don't you tell me.
God.
They let me on the debate stage because they know I'd win.
It's because that's how it all works now.
God, I stole that from J.P. Sorrell.
Oh, dude. The amount of time that went into nothing in this movie, like the amount of the you number fucking of nailed scenes
it. Nailed
that
it.
Are at, like how many nailed scenes?
It. That is the goldenrod.
Yeah.
Every day, set yeah. up, nothing.
Yeah. How many scenes?
Interior, day, Milan, nothing.
Could have been cut without changing anything.
Well, there's a lot of that.
Without changing anything. What there's gets me is it ended with text about shit that had already happened in That's the right. timeline of the movie. I didn't have to read that fucking Giuseppe Bologna died. He died while the events of the movie were transpiring.
Right.
I mean,
Giuseppe Bologna. Someone's drowned in Gatorade there.
Both Al Pacino.
Yes.
And Jared Leto's characters.
Right. Nope. Good old, yeah. Don't show me. Tell me, right?
Yeah, if you're so unimportant that your death can happen off screen and not even be mentioned.
Yep.
Years passed after these men died penniless. I just never mentioned. It was like they just went on a trip.
Yeah, they went to a farm. Give us a few shots of that. I guarantee yeah. you would have space by the time I get done editing, you know,
yeah.
glances across the room exactly, at nothing.
Yeah. Trim this movie down half an hour with commercials.
It's always rough when you can see the stitches.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to go. Even the new Batman, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
There are moments where, like,
it's like, that's good, but
this needs to go.
Yeah. Why will I?
I know you think this means something. But it's
showing Batman driving a motorcycle during the day looks ridiculous, and you shouldn't show it to
that's
me.
That's not do that.
It looks silly.
I know.
Mm-mm. Maybe have that badass car disappearing into the mist, but not him riding a motorcycle. Because then, in the daylight, it's to borrow an example from Henry Rollins. Outside during the day, smoke machines are useless. Lights don't really mean anything. Marilyn Manson just looks like a bunch of dead guys having a cookout on stage.
Exactly.
Like, during the day, that looks like a grown-ass man dressed like Batman riding a fucking motorcycle.
Yes, it does.
At night, it's scary. During the day, he might as well be driving the Wienermobile.
Yeah. Did you say the Wienermobile?
Hey! Look what I got here. Hey, Baba
Zabuduna. I am the one, Orgasmatron.
Just driving a giant dildo mobile
yeah.
that is flanked by 8 rotating dildo copters.
That's what I'm saying.
That is Jared Leto's. Yeah. That's Jared Leto picking up a cup of coffee in this movie.
Exactly.
It's like the most upstaging motherfucker you could imagine.
This is it.
Stuck in a play with.
This is.
Hey the man, definition. I have one goddamn dialogue scene. I remember once talking about this dude who. In a Shakespeare show, was a drunk in the background, and while the scene's happening, did something that got a little bit of a laugh.
Oh, God, help us.
And then created a whole scene of him, like, looking in the bottle and, like, stealing every inch of focus from the actual necessary dialogue that was, and he kept doing it, and it was very clear, audience ain't paying, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he was literally upstage of them, so they couldn't even tell what was happening without turning their back on the audience.
Oh my
For those
God.
Who don't know, upstaging literally is when one person is closer to the audience and you're farther back on the stage, so they have to turn their back to the audience to talk to you.
Yeah,
that is literally upstaging so that they have to show their back and everyone's focused on you.
Oh.
That is what this was.
Oh.
Like, you're... Bring what you can and serve the scene.
There's none of that.
None of that. It was all just more for Jerry.
Yeah, we
more
have.
For Jerry.
More for Gary. More for Gary.
More.
Oh, my God. God. Nope. Did I go away?
No, I think you're... Hold on. Oh, you still there?
Hello?
Yeah, we're okay. there. Well, fuck. Audio just went a little weird on the headphones. But, so... I don't know what else there is to say. I think we've got a good hour out of this movie.
That's more than it deserves.
It really, really is. Hang on a sec. Make sure.
Hello.
There we go. There it is. Okay. Yeah, much more than it's. I don't think I'm ever going to understand shit like this.
No.
Because it is just such a weird vanity project. I mean, because that's all I see on display in any of this is ego. Just ego, 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 ego.
It's not good, but it is funny. Yeah. So if you are looking to waste some time and laugh at Jared Leto.
Yeah, and laugh a lot
you will.
At Jared Leto.
I guarantee you that.
Jesus Christ, does that fool need it? Ugh. It literally, this is one of those movies that the whole time watching it, I kept saying to myself, this is the movie? This is it. This is the filmed entertainment that we're getting tonight. Ha! Huh? Bully and wonderful. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no good.
It's no good.
So, have you watched any Sandman yet?
No.
I'm curious about it, but not like in a huge rush.
No, I don't know.
I liked the comic, but I read it so long ago that it's like...
I don't know, man.
And, I mean, it all depends on how they're breaking it out.
Gaiman has a hard time with his stuff translating.
Are we trying to get the whole book as one season? The whole thing as one season? Or are we doing book one?
I think we're doing book one.
I hope. If season one is just Preludes and Nocturnes, then I have hope for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What I love, though, is the dildos getting pissed off. There's a black lady playing Death. All they gotta say is sorry. Get ready for her to be your favorite character.
Come on, man.
And, what did we watch? Oh, watched Lightyear. It was good. And, man, boy, the people who were screaming that it was woke, evidently just showing anything other than a straight white man is woke nowadays.
We the people, Jim.
Yeah, we the people. All right, we'll see you when you see you. Take care.